With the results of today's City Council decision on the Kingsway Entertainment District yet to be determined, the current slate of mayoral candidates appear supportive of a deferral. Clearly, it's time to evaluate, candidate Paul Lefebvre said in a letter to the editor sent to Sudbury.com on the Municipal Arena Event Center project. We must learn from this, take a step back, re-evaluate the true costs and benefits this project will bring over the long term, and then move forward strategically under the leadership of a new council, he added. It's time to make Greater Sudbury citizens and businesses part of the process, fully informed in a timely way. It's time to work together to make good things happen for all Sudburyans. Today's city council meeting will begin at 2 p.m., and is scheduled to feature a debate on the KED, whose anticipated cost has more than doubled to $215 million. Although it's almost inevitable the city's elected officials will vote down the $215 million project as proposed by city administration, it remains to be seen whether an alternative $150 million plan will receive support. In the written statement, Lefebvre said in addition to concerns about the KED's escalating costs, the project as long proposed has set a dangerous precedent. Why are taxpayers building roads for a casino and hotel? I can only imagine that anyone developing private land in this city will now expect Sudbury taxpayers should contribute to their infrastructure costs as well. Alongside a municipal arena, events center, the KED is planned to include a private hotel owned and operated by Genesis Hospitality and a private casino owned and operated by Gateway Casinos. Fellow mayoral candidate Evelyn Dutrisac said in a media release the arena build has to stop, and the tender process is contaminated and untrustworthy. A progressive design build RFP process was used for this project in response to a request by the project's three shortlisted bidders, which included an open-ended cost ceiling. Subsequent to that, one of the bidders did not end up submitting, and Ball, Tesk Construction Inc. was named the preferred proponent. The project requires a total rethink, Dutrisac added, and basic questions need to be answered before a shovel is in the ground, such as whether this is the best use of the land and if there is an acceptable return on investment. In Don Gravel's initial interview with Sudbury.com, the mayoral candidate advocated for a referendum to take place for the public to decide on the KED. Today, he said with the price of the project more than doubling, the entire process has been thrown out of whack. He is in agreement with his colleagues in saying the next incarnation of City Council should decide how or if to proceed with it. During last week's campaign launch, mayoral candidate Bob Johnston referred to the KED as poison, and said the current City Council should kill the project and allow the next group to figure out what to do with it. Mayor Brian Bigger, meanwhile, plans on joining what appears to be a majority of council members by voting against the $215 million KED as proposed by city administration. Although he has been a long-standing supporter of the KED and has voted in its favor since the Kingsway location was selected in 2017, during a vote earlier in the meeting, he voted for downtown. Bigger said the price is now too great. During today's city council meeting, Bigger plans on not only voting against city administration's recommended approval of the project at $215 million with $115 million in debt financing, but also doing what he can to prevent the city from incurring any additional debt. He intends to ask council to defer any further debt-financed projects at this time and for staff to provide council with an update on all projects approved where they anticipate financing via new debt. The city's current debt load is approximately $355 million, of which $90 million has been earmarked for the KED. Mayoral candidate Miranda Rocca Circelli said the process that brought the KED to where it currently is has fallen short, offering lessons learned for future projects of this magnitude. Ideally, projects that look to expand our city portfolio and create opportunities can generate excitement, she said, adding that in the case of the KED, there were years of ambiguity, unknown, changing costs, a disengagement of citizens and areas of contention including environmental concerns, which created a different environment. In projects such as this, she said the process should be transparent, existing services need to be supported and citizens need to be extensively engaged, to ensure we have identified our citizens' needs and are addressing the identified gaps appropriately. Today's City Council meeting will begin at 2 p.m., at which time members of the public can witness proceedings in person at Tom Davies Square or view a live stream by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.